I had the opportunity to speak at a camp in Pennsylvania called Camp Haycock, and I got asked there through affiliation of a Baptist church, which I spoke at a few times, and the director called me up and said, we need someone to speak at our father and son's retreat, and would you be willing to do it? And I said, well, I'll pray about it. And he said, all right, pray about it and get back. And so I got back to him. I felt I should do it. And I said, well, what does it involve? He said, you know, we have a meeting three times each night that you'll need to be prepared for. So I said, oh, that sounds good. And they're about 80 father and sons. And I went up there and with John when he was younger. And the first thing the director said was, well, let me show you where you're staying. I thought, well, I'm going to stay in the pastor's room, be able to study and pray. But he put me in a bunkhouse with about 40 other guys and close on in bunk beds. And we were on top of each other, and the heat wouldn't shut off. And that was the first thing. And then when we finally unpacked and got together, he said, this is what we do. He gave each of us fathers two pieces of candy, and he said, run and hide. And then our sons had to go and find us. That was the first event. Then there was the next event. Then we went to the next, you know, this went on throughout the day. Then it was 5 o'clock. We finally, well, we had lunch. We did more events, 5 o'clock. We ate, and then I thought, well, they're going to start the service. But then we had a few more events till it was around 8:30. And then we gathered all the fathers and sons into the pavilion for service. I had melted candy in my pocket. You know, it was really tough. And I said to the director, I said, well, what do we do tomorrow? And he said, pretty much the same thing. But it went well. And there, even though I thought it would have been nicer if I caught my breath in between, the joy of the Lord was there. And God came in such a mighty way, despite the fatigue of some of the guys, myself alone. And I thought, well, Lord, you meet us and quicken us no matter what our activity were for the day. We're hungry for you. The reason I'm saying that is, I got to tell you, I had two wonderful meals today. You know, that lunch was fantastic. And when, just when I thought, well, that was a crowning part of the day, they came out with tonight's meal with all that rice, which is a weakness of mine. Somebody say amen over there. So it was really good. But here we are tonight. And I thought, thank goodness Pilgrim Camp doesn't put any restraints on us for things like that. We can see him, and I have a song picked out, 446. It's Joy Unspeakable. And what is it?
Full
of glory. Amen? So let's have an expectancy from the Lord tonight. He wants to do something for us. And with that, let's do what God wants us to do. Let's be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Let's function as a body of Christ. Perhaps he wants you to start a chorus or to give a testimony or an exhortation. If that's the Lord, if the Holy Spirit prompts you to do that, obey. And we'll all be blessed. Let's stand and sing 446.
Free.
as we sing that chorus.
I have found the joy that's uncounted. How it speaks of glory old. It is like the great of the window springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable that comes from the
oh. 432.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, dear.